I'm calling in regards of the 2010 Honda CR-V. Do you still own that vehicle, sir?
I do.
Okay, great. Well, we were calling because our records do indicate that the warranty on the vehicle has expired. Have you been receiving the notices in the mail about that?
I've been getting the mail because when a warranty goes expires, you know, the dinosaur part of it, it doesn't fit right because you never know when it's going to expire.
No, of course, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, we did just kind of, because like you said, we don't know when it expires because of the mileage. We don't know how many miles you put on that.
Yeah, because the mileage, right, the mileage is so beneficial because you never know when you're going to actually jump the shark with the car having the tires fall off, right?
Just a courtesy call to give you an opportunity to get that extended coverage if you did still qualify.
I just want to say that courtesy is underappreciated. You walk around the street and you have people that are just so discourteous, they bump their elbows. Sometimes they do things to you and you just don't ever appreciate the life. The humanity is so precious, you know?
Yes, of course, of course. I completely agree. Yeah, I completely agree. Okay, so, well, is that something that you think that you may be interested in?
Well, how does it work?
Oh, that's a great question. So the warranty that we would be offering is the extended warranty, which is basically like the factory warranty. It depends on which coverage you do get, but it will most likely cover everything under the hood. So if something were to go out, like your air conditioning or something were to go wrong with your engine, that would be completely covered by the warranty. I do need to know the current mileage on the vehicle, though, so that we would even be able to determine the cost. Do you know about the current mileage on that vehicle?
Well, generally I drive about 60 miles an hour.
Okay, about 60 miles an hour?
Yeah, on the highway, but sometimes in the city I drive more, but sometimes less, but I...
Well then, I'll go ahead and put that on here. And, do you by any chance also know the current mileage on the vehicle, so the miles that you have already put on the car?
Well, like I said, sometimes in the city the speed limit's 30 and sometimes it's 45 and you never really know it going down a hill. It could be going up a hill. It just depends.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and just put that on here then. And, So basically, like I was saying, the policy will cover the mechanical breakdowns on your vehicle. So is that something that you would be kind of interested in looking into?
Yes, because when there's a mechanical breakdown, I always look into it. You have to open up the hood, and you have to look into it and find out what it is, because it could be the motor, it could be the transmission. So I definitely agree looking into that is important.
Okay, perfect. Well, sir, if you could just hold on 1 second, I do need to get my supervisor real quick just because I do have a question for her because I'm still kind of new here.
Okay.
So if you could hold on one moment, would that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for holding. Am I speaking with David?
You are.
Hi, David. My name's Jill Carvajal. I'm the supervisor here in the vehicle processing department in charge of all the Honda policies.
What a nice lady that was on the phone there. She says she's new and she was doing a spectacular job.
She was doing a fantastic job.
I was a little confused, but she's doing a great job. Yep.
Okay, wonderful. She is just recently new, so
good.
Glad to hear that.
Recently new, yep, as opposed to not so recently new. I get you.
Exactly.
Yep.
I think she was trying to figure out how many miles you have on the vehicle.
Well, I explained to her that depends. If it's in the city, I sometimes drive 45, but if it's going downhill, I have to hit the brake. On the highway, you know, sometimes in Texas we have 75 miles per hour, so it all depends.
Oh, not miles per hour.
Oh, what do you mean then?
Not miles per hour. How many miles you have on the vehicle? Your odometer statement?
My odometer.
Yeah, or your odometer
I know there's a lot of zeros in it, but I can't remember the exact number. And there's no comma either, so I don't remember. Sometimes it's hard to figure out.
Is the vehicle there with you by any chance?
Yeah, but it's down the stairs, and I don't want to go down the stairs.
Okay, no worries, sir. Do you have an approximate mileage, maybe? Do you remember the last time you got an oil change?
Yeah.
How many miles were on it?
It's probably somewhere between 60,000 and 120,000. I can't remember the exact amount.
between 60,000 and 120,000?
Yeah, probably. If I could narrow it down, maybe 60,000 to 110,000, but I'm not really sure. It could be more than 110,000. You never know.
Okay, just because that is a big difference. We do base our policies off of how many miles you have on the vehicle.
It is a big difference,
so
it
is a big difference. That could determine if it would be new car coverage or if it would be used car coverage. So.
Well, it was a new car, but now it's used, and I can't really say that it's new anymore, you know?
Yeah,
but it was new when I got
anymore.
It. Smelled really nice.
Yeah. No, you do have a very nice vehicle. That's why we are giving you this call today, to see if you may be eligible to get the coverage cut back on the vehicle.
Well, sometimes when I go to the car wash, they ask me what kind of freshener I want. You know, you can blueberry or set or apple, or and I tell them I want new car. So it smells new. Does that count?
Yeah, that does count, sir.
Okay, then I have a new car.
I will consider it new still.
Okay.
And you do take good care of your vehicle, sir?
Yeah, it's her name is Eloise, and
her name is what?
Eloise Lieber. We give her a name. You know, we have a birthday party for her, and she's got friends. There's another car in the garage. They're like brother and sister. So
that is awesome. All cars should have a brother and sister.
more business for you.
Do you have another Honda?
I do.
What type of Honda is that?
It's a white one.
Is it a CRV?
Gosh. I don't even know what CRV stands for, actually. Do you?
The Honda you have? The model? The other Honda?
The model? No, I don't know what kind it is.
Okay, no worries, sir. Okay, what I'm going to do for you, since your vehicle is definitely past the cutoff point, I'm just going to get my senior specialist on the line. They're going to ask you a couple qualifying questions about the vehicle,
okay,
just to make sure it's still in good running condition, and then they're going to go over what will be covered on the policy, okay?
I'm getting to meet everybody at the company. So this is great.
Excuse me?
I'm getting to meet everybody at the company. This is great. So that's the Honda CRV.
You're going to meet everybody here. Like I said, you're going to become part of our family, okay?
Thank you. Because my family sometimes is like, they don't like my Honda. So yeah, that's good. They want me to get a new car.
Okay, sir. I just want to say, you've been a pleasure to speak with. Just hold the line for one moment while I get my specialist on the line, okay?
The pleasure is all mine.
Okay. One moment, sir.
Okay. Hello?
Thank you so much for holding. Am I speaking to Mr. Lieber?
Yes, is this the senior?
Sir?
Is this the senior?
Sir?
The senior.
For some reason I can't hear you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and try calling you right back. I'm not sure what's happening with the phone line.
You can't hear me?
I apologize.
You can't hear me? Okay. Call me. Okay. Call me back. I love talking to you.